Very familiar face back there. Can you place it? Can you place this face?
Oh, I can.
Oh, yeah.
Place it. Can you place it?
Her name is Angela, but you know her as...
Barquiqui.
Oh, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're a YouTube sensation. You're like the Justin Bieber of comedy.
Yeah, I like to say that. Yeah. I like to say we're pretty much on the same level.
Who's your Scooter Braun?
That brought you
to fame and fortune.
I mean, my manager is Mr. Dave Rath, but YouTube is who brought me to fame and fortune.
So I understand. You're giving Dave no credit in this. No,
I mean,
he had nothing to do with this.
He had a few things.
A few things.
Yeah, yeah.
But mostly he just sucks up his
10%. It was mostly YouTube, really.
YouTube
was crazy.
Did it.
I mean, Justin Bieber, we're pretty much the same. Like, he sells out arenas.
Yeah.
I sell out little comedy clubs. We're the same person. We're the same person.
Perfect.
Parallel lives.
Do you think if you were performing at a comedy club on the day that they were doing testing for the schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mandatory testing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they would move the testing for the schools like they did for Justin Bieber because he had a concert that night?
Are you kidding me? That happened?
They do that for you?
Norway did that.
Are you kidding me? Wow, that's some power.
Why not Bonkwikwi Day in the elementary school?
There should be Bonkwikwi Day. We'd have a lot more disciplined students, I think.
Yeah.
Put the fear back in them.
I don't mean to make you brag about yourself here. But since I don't have numbers in front of me. Can you give me an idea of how many people have watched your videos?
I think Bonkwikwi was like in the 60 millions. And the nail salon, I haven't looked at it in a minute. It was...
Now, excuse me.
Remember.
According to Justin Bieber, every time his haters click on his YouTube video, he makes 4 cents.
Yeah, is that what you're getting?
We don't like the haters.
I don't like the haters either. But I don't make money off of YouTube. I haven't. Well, see, if you watch the Bonkwikwi video, it's not even my video.
Oh,
that's somebody
really?
Else's channel. That's somebody else. They put it up.
Well, they're making money.
They can't because they're not in it.
How'd they get your video?
It's Mad TV's video.
It's Mad TV's video.
So we should give you 4 cents.
You know what's so funny is I had seen the Bonkwikwi, but when I actually go to the nail salons and the character like she plays are doing my nails, they showed me the video. They think, oh, really? Yeah, the girl did my nails like, have you seen nail salon video? I go, I haven't.
Wow.
So as she does my
nails,
she shows me her nail salon video.
Wow.
But it's so
true.
Because it's like, you have a mustache. Do you want a lip wax? They ask me that every single time.
I want to wax. No, I don't want to wax.
And you know who else is a big fan of yours is Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah. I saw she had tweeted me once about Bonkwikwi or something. Mm-hmm. I forget what it was. That was a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah, she was on
it's
our show.
Oh, really?
And she was talking about, we were talking about YouTube videos that
we love.
That
was her favorite.
And she mentioned you in
thanks,
that.
Girl.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I've heard the story that some people, the nail salon ladies, like the video.
Yeah.
And then some of them hate it. And I've actually had the nail salon ladies recognize me now when I go in. So it's kind of scary because I travel the country telling jokes, right? So I'll get my nails done wherever.
Sure.
And I never know if they've seen it or whatever. So I just kind of like keep my head down, whatever.
Pressure.
And I had one lady tell me one time, she said, what your name? But it wasn't like a nice greeting. Like she was just trying to get to know me. She was very like, what your name?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, snap. Angela. And she goes, that what I thought.
Oh.
I said, oh, shoot, right? Like, I thought she was about to, like, cut my toe.
You're busted, yeah.
Or, like,
and then
you
she starts talking
something
to the other girls, and you don't know what they're saying.
Right.
Yeah, well, I started getting a little nervous, and she could see, and she goes, don't worry, I don't tell nobody.
Oh.
Said, oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
She'd be like, you have lots of cuticles.
Yeah.
And she starts cutting.
See, that's
the
thing. Because they can make your cuticles bleed.
Oh, sure. I've had it happen before.
When did you realize you could do a perfect Vietnamese-American manicurist accent?
You know, I grew up in San Jose, California. And so there's a lot of Vietnamese people in San Jose. And one of my best friends growing up was Vietnamese. So his mom would teach me how to say certain things.
Really?
So, yeah, my whole family, we all kind of do this little Vietnamese accent because we grew up with it around us. So,
it's a family racist thing.
Yeah, it's a family. We all join in together.
That's awesome.
Join racist.
Yeah.
That's
funny. Yeah. Exactly.
Do you think this would play in Vietnam? Would it be big?
I don't think so. I don't think they'd get it. Be like, Ida, what's funny? What is, where's the punchline?
Yeah.
You're the punchline, ma'am. You're the punchline.
They have lots of nail salons in Vietnam.
Yeah, but it's all Americans, curiously.
I never thought about that before.
And there's a Vietnamese comedian makes fun of them, like, you want to do an eyebrow wax?
Yeah.
And they're like, that's crazy. So, 60 million views on your videos.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I had
no
idea.
That's more than there are people in Canada. I mean, that's a lot of videos.
What?
I mean, I'm making that up. I don't know what the population is.
Like, really?
Sure, Canada has more than 60 million.
I know it's smaller. I know it's smaller than us, so I'm assuming it's right about
no,
there.
No, no. I had no idea that was going to happen. It really just came out of nowhere. And it was at this nail salon video came out at a perfect time when this new thing called YouTube was happening, right? Mm-hmm. So it was one of those things where if you got an email from somebody with a video in it, you watched it because you're like, what?
Whoa, there's a video.
Yeah, you're like, press play? What happens when I press play? Like, what does this mean, right?
You get a horrible computer virus. Don't do that.
And now if you get a video, first thing you do is check to see how long it is, right? Yeah. And then if there's a commercial, forget it. I have other stuff to do. You know what I mean? So it's like perfect timing of this like funny, relatable joke and this new thing called YouTube. And it just like blew up. I remember the first month it was out, was like 4 million views in 1 month. It was crazy.
You never know what's going to hit. You didn't like have a press agent. You weren't promoting it.
No, I didn't even put it up.
It was truly viral.
It's not even mine. I don't own that one either. Yeah.
Because, you don't?
No.
Because now when we see videos that have 30, 40, 50 million hits, we're always suspect. Like what company is
who started it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's always fake viral. But you were
fake
viral.
Yeah.
You were viral before viral could be fake.
Yeah, that's before viral meant something else.
Yeah.
Before viral was cool.
Description for that kind of viral.
Yeah. It's ugly.
Shout out, Al.
It's not a coincidence.
Thanks, JC.
It's just a rash, JC.
Where'd the name come from? Bonquiqui. Where'd you get that?
Bonquiqui is a... she's a bit of a lot of people that I've met throughout my life, but more specifically, this one girl in a drive-thru in Memphis, Tennessee, like 10 years ago, who really just changed my life.
She changed your life?
She changed my life.
A chicken in a drive-thru.
And then my brother. My brother is one of my biggest inspirations for Bonquiqui. He's ghetto fabulous. He just says whatever he wants to say. He has no filter. He's like, he's a ghetto gay. Yeah. So he says whatever he wants. Gay.
So your brother.
So he's
like,
ghetto.
Is he like an Antoine Dodson? Did you see him, that guy?
Yeah.
So your brother, unlike your worthless manager.
Oh, no. My manager's great.
Your brother is even with, he's even with the drive-thru lady.
He's worse. He's
okay.
He's hilarious. He says things that you go, no, he did not just say that. But then you can't get too mad because you thought it too. You just weren't brave enough to say it.
He lacks the filter. He's the gay guy with no filter.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. He's ghetto.
Those.
Like he'll fight anybody. Right. He's
now
so...
you're not ghetto. Why is he ghetto?
I don't know. He's got tattoos all over. He's all over his hands. He's just and he does hair. So like
he's a hairstylist.
He's a hairstylist.
This is not computing in my head. Right. So ghetto gay guy all tatted up.
What's his hairstylist name? Is it Cliche?
No. It's just Kenny.
Kenny. All right.
Kenny Johnson.
Kenny Johnson.
Yep.
So we're here with Angela and her alter ego Bonquiqui.
Yeah.
With her 60 million YouTube views, and for some reason they've written you into our latest script. Mm-hmm.
So I know, I saw that.
How are you with other people's material?
Well, who wrote it, first of all?
It depends if you like it.
They did.
Who wrote this? Yeah.
Depends if you like it.
If you don't like it, Al wrote it.
If it's terrible, y'all.
It's probably terrible.
I'm just the nice volunteer.
Tell you what, we're going to suck up to you. Before we make you do this, we're going to suck up to you by playing for you, for the first time ever, what Miley Cyrus said about you.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to hear it from her mouth?
Yeah, all right. I'd like to.
Here it is.
Have you seen Bonquiqui?
Yes.
No.
It's so funny, right? So funny, he's
Bonquiqui? No.
Bonquiqui. And like she does a rap, she's like, her boyfriend comes in, he just got out of jail. And she's like, he walks around with some ankle bracelet on, he's been in jail twice, don't get his order wrong, hey! And like, it's the funniest thing ever. She starts dancing, she gets on the mic, she's can I get a number three, please? Okay. And starts dancing, and she's like, somebody's like, yeah, I want like a cheeseburger, but with, you know, no pickles. Security! Don't be difficult. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
She knows everything.
She knows
She's
it all.
Great.
Security! So if you were ever to meet Miley, would you like want to like do a skit with her on YouTube? And what's your favorite YouTube skit?
You know what's funny?
And what time is it? And how old are you?
I met her once, but she didn't know it was me. It was after all of this, right? We were just at a wedding, and I wasn't going to be the fan at a wedding. She was
what a
in the wedding. She was like the maid of honor. I just happened to be there as a guest.
Was it a celebrity?
And it was one of her dancers.
Gotcha.
Right? And so it was very just, hey, nice to meet you. But she had no idea it was
she
me. And I wasn't going to be like, hey.
Yeah. Hey.
How do you not tell her? You didn't know how effusive.
Security.
You didn't know how effusive she was about you until now.
I didn't know. Hey, nice to meet you.
She knows every word of
her. How cool if you would have gone off fangirl on her and she would have had to call security using your own
I know, right? I should have done it.
Now, I've just asked how many hits for Somebody's Hot for Wally. Because it's a bit we've been doing for, what, Kelly, 8 years?
Well, we've taken a hiatus for quite some time.
About seven of the 8 years mm-hmm. we've been on hiatus. well, we're trying to let the material breathe.
It's still trying to set in. Yeah. It's viral.
Yeah. But we have a jingle and everything with his own song and stuff. Goes like this. And Wally is the... You've probably met a guy like this. He's the guy that thinks every girl is hitting on him no matter what she says. And he works at Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he has Wally. And he has kind of a creepy voice.
Okay.
So. Jenna, have we done this since you've been here?
No, this is my first Wally.
And you've been here for 4 years.
This is a long time. I tried to entice you guys to do it, remember? Because I had the Starbucks Wally guy that was like, how hot do you want it?
Welcome to Walmart, baby. You really made an effort this morning to impress. What are you returning to me today, baby?
Thanks. Thing. These throw pillows ended up not matching my couch, and I just bought them yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying your pillows don't match your couch, baby? Don't cry, little angel. That's a problem a lot of girls have these days, the pillows not matching the couch. Wally's got no problem with it, okay? The pillows don't gotta match the couch to get me interested, okay? Maybe you should just remove all the fabric from the couch. You ever think about that?
That way
you don't have to worry about it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. So you want me to believe you just bought those pillows yesterday and decided to return them at the exact same time that Wally is working the return desk? Good try, Lolita. You must be a ghost because I can see right through you, girl.
All right, dude, look. I bought these pillows. I laid them on my couch. Oh. They don't match. All I want is a refund.
Oh, you laid them on your couch. Oh, that's hot. Oh, I hope you bought him dinner afterwards. That's Wally making a joke. Making a joke right before we have sex. Yeah.
That's gross. And why would I buy dinner for my pillows?
Well, I was just thinking that it might be
fun. Excuse me, ma'am. My name is Kwee-Kwee, and I'm the assistant manager up here because I got a promotion, girl. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. What's the problem?
I just want my money back for these pillows that don't match.
Oh, so you're trying to do a return in the 10 items or less line. You don't want to get into the return line. You got to the 10 items or less line. That's what you did.
I tried to tell her about quick.
That's what she had did.
I tried to tell
her. Oh, hell no. Security!
Look, I got the receipt. I just bought them yesterday. Here's the receipt. Here it is.
Girl, don't make me do it. Please don't make me do it. I will cut you.
Oh, that is so hot. Settle down, ladies. You're so cute when you're mad. You don't got to fight over me, ladies. There's plenty of Wally to go around. It's pretty obvious here that, you know what I'm saying. Somebody's hot for Wally.
You're gonna pot out up.
Pot out, pot out up.
Yeah, there we go. Good morning, Walmart shoppers. With the owner of a yellow smart car, please remove your vehicle from the bike rack. And corny dogs are half off in the deli if you can recite the alphabet forward.
Still no winner for that, baby. It's been years. Oh, hello, young lady. Oh, what did you bring for Wally today? Oh, you don't have to answer. That's a rhetorical question. I can see what you brought, baby. You brought yourself. Oh, I love it.
I'm just looking for the restroom.
Look at that Adele haircut you got working, baby. Yeah.
Not my choice. I'm just looking for the restroom.
Oh, do you need company? I've got a break coming up, baby. Yeah.
Do they drug test here? Because if they don't, they should.
Oh, Wally don't need no drugs, baby darling. Wally is the drug. I'm the love drug. You can call me Walzerp. Oh, yeah.
Okay, can I speak to a manager? I'd like for the three of us to have a little talk about your attitude.
I'd be fine with a three-way with you, baby darling. Let's get it going.
Excuse me, please. I am the assistant manager. That's where I go. Look at my name tag. Bound Kwee-Kwee. You need me to handle this situation?
Yes, I do. This guy is out of control.
Out of control? Excuse me. Don't raise your voice with me. Don't play. First of all, that ain't even right. If you want to be out hollering at Wally, that's my homeboy, so you better get in line.
No, he is all over me.
Wally's got a 10-minute break coming up soon. Why don't you just hang out over there, little lady? Over there by the eye doctor and the beautiful nail salon until it's time for... Well, it's time for your big break.
Well, I will be in the nail salon because I always have time for a mani-pedi.
Well, I can be both for you, baby. I can be your mani, and I can be your pet. Well, I really want to be your pet. I can be your mani, baby. Somebody's hot for Wally.
The Walmart nail salon.
Attention, Walmart shoppers. With the owner of a red-headed, freckled, 5-year-old white boy, please remove your son from the lingerie rack. And all Spanx are half off. There's skin popping out everywhere in here.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Good morning, sir. Good morning to you. I suppose you're here. I know why you're here, because you want to be where all the ladies are checking out wallet.
No, I haven't really noticed that.
Oh, you're not into women then. Okay, okay. I accept you for who you are, but it's not Wally's thing. I don't roll that way at all.
What are you talking about?
You're not into women.
What?
What are you doing?
No, I'm just returning this clock, and you better watch your damn mouth.
Oh, sure. Wally's got your secret on the down low,
what?
Pretty boy. Oh, yeah. Wally has lots of secrets. Okay. And what's wrong with your clock?
Okay, I'm married. My wife's name's Jean.
Sure.
Why am I even telling you this? It's none of your damn business.
That's a good story, yeah. Yeah.
What?
It's okay. Everybody wants to get close to Wally, even guys.
Okay, dude.
So tell me about your clock. Does it have two big hands on it?
It's a pendulum clock.
Oh, yeah.
But it only swings to the left, and I kind of need it to swing both ways.
Oh, you need the clock to swing both ways.
Yeah, because it's only going to the left. I need it both.
I knew it.
You knew what?
Somebody's hot for Wally.
That's it. Take that, son of a gun. Here's my punch.
Son of a gun.
Here's my punch sound effect.
Son of a gun.
Hey. There's no reason to hit Wally.
And to use such language.
I'm just checking you out, baby.
We need to clean up on the customer service return desk. There's a possum in the building.
Oh, it kind of fell apart there.
Yeah.
Oh, somewhere at the beginning, the middle, and the end.
As the script's going on, if you haven't noticed.
That was amazing.
We'll fix it in post. It'll sound so much better. Yeah. I mean, it's like YouTube. We'll get it all fixed up, get it on there. So have you ever been asked to do anything like that before?
No.
Why were you so good in that? You were so good in that.
I know.
She kind of does it for a living. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me.
I've done it a couple times.
Curtis.
She is the professional, and I think she should go around the room and pick her favorite.
Okay.
Ooh.
Who was your favorite actor or actress in the Somebody's Hot for Wally script? Because it did include every one of us. Mm-hmm.
Some of us had more lines than others, which should be taken
into
consideration.
That's right. You don't need to know names. You can just point.
Whoever had the
I'm
most lines is probably
I'm
going to
say I really enjoyed Big Al making the announcement.
Al, you won something.
That was pretty real.
You won something.
Somebody's gay for Wally.
Microphone's potted down again.
We keep his mic.
I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you.
That's cool.
I'm just so happy for you. You've never won.
I've never
anything
won anything. Not 18 years.
Congratulations, boo. That's for you.
So, Miley wants to know what you're doing next. Miley wants to know what's the next video going to be.
Well, we're working on another music video for Bunkweekwee because she has her "I'ma Cut You" music video.
I'ma cut you.
And we did a song with Bunkweekwee and Tammy from the Nail Salon, and it's called "No Boyfriend."
Yeah.
So we're working on shooting that.
So you would go back and forth.
Is the music out yet?
But yeah, song, it's up. It's on iTunes.
I can go listen to you, Bunkweekwee,
right,
and the Nail Salon chick.
The Nail Salon.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore. It's deep. It's hard.
Deep.
It's like that dirty, like hip hop stuff.
Hey, yes, that's how I like my women.
It's dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's dirty. So it's like
Bay Area stuff.
A little close.
Bouncing.
A little dirtier.
Hits a little harder than that. A little
harder
bit,
than that.
A little more Bay Area-ish.
Yeah, just a ooh.
Does she rap in that? Bunkweekwee?
Bunkweekwee, yes, she does.
JC, give me a beat. Come on.
Uh-oh. Okay.
You're going to make it.
Oh,
hey, we got Bunkweekwee in the room, dude.
Take advantage of the situation.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay. Oh, and now it's a techno song. A techno hip hop song.
Now I want to get a thong on.
Yeah, I don't know if I should fist pump or
gyrate.
Don't do the.
You ready? You ready? Here we go, baby. I'm ready for you now. I think. Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah.
We don't have any music on this radio show.
All right, come on.
Jazz hip hop. I like it.
All right, come on. Come on. Give me some beatbox. Give me a Bunkweekwee line. Give me one Bunkweekwee line.
Come on.
I'm security.
I'm going to cut you.
That's all I get.
You want me to give you one of her lines?
Yeah, give me one from the rap song. Come on.
Oh, look here, little homie. This Bunkweekwee. I see them haters watching, still trying to beat me. I'm out the hood now. No mama taking orders. No mama King Burger. No mama, excuse me, sir.
Awesome job. Give it up for him. Give it up.
And you win the Good Sport Award today.
Thank you. Thank you.
You play nice with your new friends. Thank you.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
I like to make new friends.
Well,
thank you.
Oh, quickly.
Or her real name. Angela Johnson. Johnson.
Oh, Angela Johnson, Kenny's brother.
Give it up for Kenny's sister.
Kenny's sister, that's right. Just call me Kenny's sister.
Give it up for Kenny the Ghetto Gay, everybody.
Oh, yeah, we should.